All right, welcome back. And this is a bittersweet welcome that I have to give you here because we are actually in our concluding session. And I want to thank you for your diligence and your faithfulness and all of your prayers and work that's gone into everything up until this session. And I'm really excited about what God's doing through these sessions and excited to see what God's going to do through your church and through you because of your effort and energy that you've put into this evangelism seminar. And so this last session is a bit of review and also a bit of encouragement as we wrap up our time together. So it is a little bittersweet. And I want to thank you again for your time and energy and participation. And I want to thank each pastor who has been a part of these sessions and your leadership as well in putting this together. But if we go back to our first session, seems like such a long time ago. If we go back to our first session, one of the things I challenged you to do in that session is to dream with me. And I challenged you to dream about what it would look like for your church to double your evangelistic effectiveness. And maybe I didn't use those exact words, but that's really what I'm talking about. And what we've been working on in these sessions is about strengthening, kind of like somebody in the gym doing bench presses. We've been looking at strengthening your evangelism system. And so in essence, we're trying to double your evangelistic effectiveness, or we're trying to raise that evangelistic temperature. Well, what would it look like for your church to be twice as effective when it comes to evangelism? So you put yourself in a place where God can doubly bless you. And so what would it look like if a year from now you have twice as many first-time decisions for Christ? What would it look like if a year from now you had twice as many baptisms as you have right now? And you know, what I believe is that you're already beginning to see some of those results. And you know, as we've been going through these six sessions together, that's a significant amount of time. And whether you've been meeting weekly or meeting monthly to go through these sessions, I hope you're beginning to see now some of the results. I hope you've got a new believer process in place based on our last session. I hope you've got some evangelistic events that have been scheduled and you're seeing people in your church mobilized to go out into the community and share their faith. I hope you've been able to utilize some big day ideas and mobilize people to pray for the unchurched and giving them invite cards. And so I hope you're already seeing some results, but I hope that long after this session is over, that you're just going to see more and more and more results. And I would love to hear about those. You know, I mentioned if you go to our website, which is at the bottom of your notes, you go to our website, you can find an email address for me, and I would love to hear from you and maybe hear some of the results that you're having in your church. But as we wrap up today, let's just do a little review if we can. And so what we've looked at in the major sessions that we've had together is we've looked at four areas of the evangelism system. So if you go all the way back to, I believe it was session two, we talked about the pastor's role in evangelism and how the pastor can use the stage and use the staff of both paid staff and key volunteers, as well as the structure of the church to keep the evangelistic temperature hot. And it was in that session that we talked about raising the evangelistic temperature of your church. And one of the discussion items that you may want to have after this session is to look back in your notes at where you thought the evangelism temperature of your church was five sessions ago compared to where it is now. And hopefully you've seen some progress as part of that. So the pastor plays a very important role. And I want to challenge all of you that are a part of this Team Edition resource, I want to challenge you to support your pastor, to pray for your pastor, and be the first people to jump up and support any changes that are made in the evangelism system. Then we had a great session where we talked about personal evangelism. And I gave you that personal evangelism formula, if you remember that. Tools plus training plus timeliness equals personal evangelism. And so we talked about giving people tools to share their faith, whether it's a simple invite card or it's a bigger training or the Difference Maker book or whatever it might be. We talked about giving them some training in sharing their faith. And it could be simple training like 6 minutes that you do in the service, or longer training like a 60-minute or a two-hour seminar that you might do at the church. And then we said that's going to be time-bound. And the best way to do a time-bound push for personal evangelism is to tie it into a big day. So you challenge people to invite their friends to Easter, or challenge people to invite their friends to a fall big day. And so personal evangelism. And I challenged you as the group that's been going through these sessions, I've challenged you to make your list of people that you're going to invite and to take the lead in doing personal evangelism, praying for your unchurched friends and inviting them. And then a couple of sessions back, we looked at the idea of promotion. And this was the idea of marketing your church or advertising your church. And I hope by now you've waded into this just a little bit. You got your feet wet in this a little bit. Or maybe if you've already been doing it, you decided to bump it up and make sure that you're mailing 5,000 or 10,000 direct mail pieces. But I want you to continue to think about creative and consistent ways that you can advertise your church, you can market your church into the community. And I'm a big fan of direct mail. And so if you haven't got your first direct mail piece already planned, I hope you'll use that. And maybe you use it around Easter or use it around another big day or some kind of special service that you're having at the church. But that can pay off big rewards. And we talked about the idea that you're sowing into the community and planting seeds into the community. And the more seeds you plant, the greater the harvest is going to be. And then last session, we talked about this powerful area of preservation, being ready for the fruit that God is going to give you. And we talked about helping people say yes to Jesus by inviting them to say yes and record that decision. Then we talked about the follow-up that is done, and we talked about that powerful new believer process. And I hope by now you've got a new believer process that you're ready to operate in your church, whether it's one new believer a week or God blesses you with many, many more. But I hope you've got that key place, that key idea in place inside of your church. And then the last thing we talked about in the last session is how you want to celebrate. And I hope that one of the things you'll do after this session is over is you'll take time to celebrate. Celebrate what God's been doing in your church over these last few sessions. Celebrate what God is preparing you for in the future. But look back and celebrate the baptisms and the new believers and what you already experienced, expecting that that's going to be an even greater harvest because of what we've been going through in these sessions. Now, I want to leave you with a little encouragement. And to do that, if you want to find the conclusion inside of your notes, I want to do that by giving you three scriptures that I think are really important to tie together all that we've been learning. But first, let me just say a word about some next steps that you may want to take after this seminar is over. You know, you've been together, you've been meeting as a group, you've been working through this process. Well, what would it look like if that were to continue? You know, maybe you take a little bit of a break, but what if you came back and you started studying another system? You know, if you recall from page two of your notes, I believe it is, if you recall, there's eight systems inside of a church, and you've been studying the evangelism system. But what if you came back together and you studied the parallel system to evangelism, which is assimilation? And, you know, assimilation and evangelism go hand in hand. And just like we've had these team sessions for evangelism, we also have an assimilation resource that has similar training. And we can go through five or six areas of assimilation. Well, maybe you want to take a break, maybe for a few weeks, and then start back up and study that assimilation seminar and do the team training for that. You know, assimilation and evangelism do go hand in hand because you get these first-time unchurched people to come to your church. Well, how are you going to treat them? How are you going to receive them? How are you going to follow up on them so that they come back for a second time? You know, with evangelism, you spend a lot of effort to get somebody through the door. Well, what assimilation does is it helps you know what to do next. It helps you handle first-time guests and create a tremendous first-time guest experience so that people want to come back for a second time. And then in that training, we talk about what to do when somebody comes back a second time and how you motivate them and get them connected deeper in the church. And we look at regular attenders and we try to move someone from first-time guest all the way up to fully engaged followers of Jesus. And so assimilation, it's not quite as big, it's not quite as broad as evangelism, but it's very, very powerful. And if you can get your assimilation system and your evangelism system working together hand in hand, then you can really even double the results of what you've already invested in your evangelism system. So I hope you'll take a look at that. And I hope you'll begin to work on these systems inside of your church. And if assimilation's not right, well, you've got, let's see, there's eight systems, evangelism minus assimilation. You got six others that you can look at and maybe go to work on inside of your church. I also, another next step that I would give you, and one that I challenged you on a few sessions back, is I would encourage you to put together a team that works on new believers. And if you didn't go to the website and pick up that new believer resource, I hope you'll do it. You know, there's a lot of good resources that I will recommend to you, and I want to talk about a few of those before we wrap up. But if there's one step that you've just got to take, it is to continue to go deeper into that new believer area. And I wish we had time together in these team DVDs, but it's just something that you need more time on. And so I hope you go to the website at the bottom of your notes. search for the New Believer Seminar. Put together a group of people. That's an audio seminar. It doesn't have a video component like these seminars do, but it's an audio seminar that you can listen to, and then it's got a ton of supplemental resources, documents like checklists and emails and materials that we send to new believers. And you can take all of that and adapt it to your church, and you can create this rocking, R-O-C-K-I-N, you can create this rocking new believer process inside of your church so that you're ready, so that God can bless you with more and more new believers. And so that's the number one thing I would recommend after this. Now, a third option for some next steps after today, and this would be one for those of you that really want to go deep, is that I do have an evangelism coaching process that you can go through. And so if you really want to go deep into evangelism, then contact us at the website or click on the coaching tab when you go to the website and learn about evangelism coaching. You can even email me directly if you want, or you can call our office and we'll help you with this. But it's 12 sessions, one per month over the course of a year, where we really do a deep dive in evangelism. So we will go deeper into new believers. We will go deeper into marketing. We will go deeper into personal evangelism. We will go deeper into big days and all of these concepts. And so it's a bit like this, except that each session is about 1 hour, sometimes an hour 15 if I go a little bit long, but we just go do a deep dive. It's the deepest training that I have for evangelism, and I have a really creative title for this coaching process. It's called Evangelism Coaching. So just contact my office and say I'm interested in the evangelism coaching, and maybe you can get started even right now, depending on where we are in the calendar year. We'll get you set up with that kind of coaching. And Pastor, this may be something you want to do. And this is something you could do alone, or you could do with a couple of staff people, or you could do together, because it's one coaching session per church. So for every coaching session, you can have anybody in your church go through that with you if you like. And it's all done via the internet. It's all done on your time. You can watch the coaching sessions anytime during the course of the month. I do a new one at the beginning of the month, and then it's available all month for you to go through and learn. And then it's available archived so that you can go back through those sessions. And I would love to get you connected into that coaching network. And this allows me to work more one-on-one with you. And so when you're in that coaching network, you're going to get a private email address from me. You're going to get more support from me through Q&A and things of that nature to help you out with your church. And I'm going to do everything I can, if you're part of that coaching network, to help you implement an effective evangelism system. So I hope you'll take a look at that. That's a really deep dive. But you know, for some of you, that will be your next step. And then maybe a final next step I would give you is maybe there's some resources that I've mentioned or some areas that I've mentioned that you want to go deeper in. You know, I've got a number of supplemental resources to this particular training. For example, we've got a full resource on how to maximize your baptisms. And so if you want to learn more about baptism videos, if you want to learn more about the baptism process and what we do with people who are being baptized, well, go to the website and go to the baptism seminar. You see, I'm not real creative with titles, so you can just find it. If you want something on new believers, just type new believers. You want something on baptism, type baptism. Also, another resource that you'll find on the website is one called Reaching the Unchurched. And what that does really is it goes into more of the specific outreach events that you can do that are designed to reach the unchurched. And so if you're going to put all this energy into special evangelistic outreaches or special days at your church, well, learn how to maximize those. And that's what I'll teach you in Reaching the Unchurched. And that really works hand in hand with this seminar as well. And that, again, is an audio seminar that you can study on your own and listen to at any time. You can even download it or get it on CD at our website. It's called Reaching the Unchurched. Related to that, I have a smaller resource called Reaching Your Community Through Servant Evangelism. And it's just about one specific type of outreach called servant evangelism. In fact, when you go to our website and you click on the store, you'll see that the store is broken down by the systems. And you can click on the evangelism tab and you can see a ton of other resources that we have that'll help you when it comes to evangelism. I've even got one that talks about how to give an evangelistic invitation. And you'll find a lot of smaller resources on our website that would be of help to you. And what I'm really saying is, you've invested all of this time into the evangelism system. Don't stop learning. Don't let this process that you've been going through end just because this is our concluding session. And maybe as a group, you know, some of you won't be able to continue on if you decide to study assimilation or something like that. But for many of you, you know, you're leaders in the church, and you can come alongside your pastor and you can continue your discussion after today and continue your learning. And that's really what a maximized church does. A maximized church keeps learning, keeps growing, keeps putting new tools in their toolbox. And I've got a lot more beyond just what we've shared here that I'd like to share with you. So I hope you'll take some of those next steps. And if you have any questions, just contact us at our ministry. We're here to help you and to help you implement and help you decide on those next steps as well. So finally, what I'd like to do is I would like to leave you with some encouragement. And I've built that encouragement around three passages of Scripture, starting with Luke chapter 15. So if you want to follow along in your notes. So Jesus used this illustration. He said, if you had 100 sheep and one of them strayed away and was lost in the wilderness, wouldn't you leave the 99 others to go and search for the lost one until you found it? So this, of course, is the parable of the lost sheep. The shepherd has 100 sheep, one of them leave, and Jesus said, wouldn't you go after that one who's lost? And then continues, and then you would joyfully carry it home on your shoulders. Isn't that a beautiful image? Maybe you've seen some paintings or some sculptures in the past of a shepherd with a sheep draped over their shoulders. And the one I've seen that is a fairly famous painting called The Smiling Jesus. And Jesus, he's got a sheep draped over his shoulders. He's holding the front arms here and the back arms here, and the sheep is draped around his neck, and he's smiling because he's bringing it home. He's excited about finding this lost sheep. And when you arrived, you would call together your friends and neighbors to rejoice with you because your lost sheep was found. And then here's the punchline. In the same way, heaven will be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. So heaven rejoices when you bring home this one lost sheep. And then here's a second verse. The second verse is from Matthew 28, 18 through 20. You no doubt know this passage as the Great Commission. When they saw him, that is the resurrected Jesus, they worshiped him, but some still doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, and here's the Great Commission. I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. And that's what we're trying to do. You want to go out into your community. You want to go out into the highways and byways and make disciples of all the nations. Then once you reach them, you want to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then you want to help them grow. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, Jesus says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so as you go about this work, as you do all of these things we've talked about in these sessions, just know that Jesus is with you every step of the way. Just as I talked about how the Holy Spirit goes with every invite card that's being offered, every person who goes out on an evangelistic event or intends to share their faith, or every marketing piece that you put in the mail, God is with you every step of the way. His Spirit precedes you. Jesus is within you, and God the Father is pulling for you because he does not want anyone to perish. And so I leave you that with encouragement. And you know, I know we've talked about a lot of stuff during this time together, and I've thrown a lot of ideas at you, and you may want to go back and review these sessions and go over your notes again and again. And you may think, well, this is a lot of work. And you know, we talked about how you have to work at bringing other people to Christ. But let me leave you with this final encouragement from Galatians 6:9. It says, so don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. Galatians 6, verse 9. So I'll leave you with that. In fact, as we wrap up together and I conclude this session, I'd like to pray for you once again. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Father, I thank you for my fellow church leaders. I thank you for each pastor who's been a part of these sessions. God, I pray that each of these ideas that work for these individual churches, I pray you'll plant those deep in the hearts of these leaders. Give them grace and give them resources to implement what you would have them implement. Thank you for this time that we've been able to enjoy together. And I pray that this next season of ministry for every church that is listening right now, I pray this next season of ministry will be a time of double blessing. I pray that over the next year, each church that's been a part of this session and each church listening right now will see twice as many people come to faith in you for your glory and for your sake and for the sake of Jesus Christ. I pray that each church would see more baptisms than ever, maybe double baptisms or record baptisms over this coming year. I pray that more people than ever in each church that's listening that would be mobilized to share their faith and to make a difference in their community and in their neighborhoods. And God, I pray for each pastor. I pray you'll give special insight and wisdom and strength as he leads the church to keep the evangelistic temperature boiling hot. Thank you for this time we've enjoyed together. We commit all of these past and previous sessions to you. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask your guidance from here on out. Amen. Well, I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for joining me. See you next time in a future resource or in a future coaching network. Goodbye.